Health officials say about 140 people die of opioid overdoses in the U.S. every day. President Trump recently declared opioid addiction a public health emergency. And in McLean County, the number of overdose deaths nearly doubled in the past year to 23. The number of people still addicted remains elusive. Local and state officials are trying to get a handle on the scope of the problem, how to treat it, and prevent it in a conference tomorrow at the Chateau, hosted by the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, and in another session from the U.S. Attorney's Office and the County Bar Association later this month. GLT's Judy Valente sat down with McLean County Sheriff, or former McLean County Sheriff Mike Emery, who is now with the U.S. Attorney's Office, Nathan Hinch of the Bar Association, and Adam Grist, First Assistant State's Attorney. Grist says the spike in overdose deaths is partly the result of drugs being mixed to form a lethal combination.
Drugs like fentanyl being mixed with heroin, what that does is it prevents overdose reversals from being successful, and therefore you have more deaths as a result of an opioid overdose. I don't think that's the only reason, but that's just one that I'm aware of.
Well, that type of mixing is illegal, if I understand it correctly.
Heroin,
Sheriff Emery.
Yeah, and opioids and heroin, they mix. The relationship between the two is that a person that's not addicted to heroin can become addicted to opioids based on what type of injury they may have received the opioids for, the pain medication, and part of their pain management. Now, what happens and what we're seeing is the fact that the prescription opioids are being stopped, but yet now that the patient has the addiction and they're turning to heroin, which is, like Adam said, now being mixed with fentanyl. And if you don't know what fentanyl is, that can tranquilize a horse. We're also seeing carfentanil, which is powerful enough to tranquilize an elephant. And when you start mixing those three elements together, there's going to be a devastating effect on the individual themselves.
Right, Nate Hinch, I see you shaking your head. Did you want to jump in?
Exactly. It starts as innocently as an injury or a surgery and just receiving prescription pain medication, but people don't realize how addictive it can be from the perfectly legitimate need for alleviating that pain can develop rapidly into an addiction where they need more, and then you get into excessive prescriptions or prescription medication abuse. And then when that runs out then and that channel is shut off, then the addiction is already so entrenched that then the person who might not otherwise have been drawn at all to illegal drugs then might turn to drugs like heroin and fentanyl.
Well, that begs the question of the role of physicians overprescribing some of these drugs, and yet they're not being prosecuted. The people selling the drugs on the street are being prosecuted. Do you want to address that, Adam?
One of the things that we're going to talk about at this summit is prescription. And with the recognition of this epidemic, there has been an increased move to legislate the communication between how drugs are prescribed and who is prescribing them. And with that increased communication and that increased documentation, we as a state can start to look at, okay, where are these drugs being most prescribed and who's abusing those? Because until we're able to identify who the abusers are that are prescribing, we can't really do anything on the enforcement end.
And the Addiction and Opioid Drug Abuse Summit is Tuesday, November 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bone Student Center Circus Room at Illinois State University. It's co-sponsored by the McLean County Bar Association and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of Illinois. It's Sound Ideas on GLT.